I was deeply struck by the choice of motto, if you like to call it, for the Eucharistic Congress, communion with Christ and with each other. And whenever there has been a great faith occasion in my city, I think people have responded very generously and have been profoundly excited by the great event. People still speak about the visit of Pope John Paul to Ireland back in 1979, and they were deeply moved about the atmosphere that it created among the people, and of course the great growth in faith that it prompted. The Eucharistic Congress this year has quite a broad repertoire of events, and I'm sure it will appeal to many different people. It has a huge ecumenical element as well, which I think is the first time in recent history that this has taken place. And having spoken to some of the organisers and some friends who are planning to attend, I think it's going to be a very positive and very fruitful event. It may not bear fruit immediately. I don't think everybody's going to go to Mass next Sunday, but I think over a long period of time, when people begin to reflect on perhaps the texts and listen again to the words that were spoken, it could be a very, very good thing for the Irish Church and also for the Universal Church. It is, of course, an international event as well. And we need good news these days. We have a lot of kind of difficulties, and there are wars, and there's violence and trouble everywhere. To have a moment of peace and prayer and of celebration predominantly can't but be a good thing.